And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hi, everyone. This is John Heine, and I am not the mayor of the city of Prescott, but I'm filling in for him with my co-host, Wendy Bridges. Say hi, Wendy.
Hello, everyone.
So we have a great show for you today, filling in for the mayor who is on vacation. We have three guests for you today. We have Tyler Goodman, assistant to the city manager, and Development Services Coordinator, Chelsea Walton. And then a little bit later, we're going to talk to Dr. Robin Sabata with the Prescott Regional Airport. I think we'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. Want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This July comes a giveaway so epic, it requires an epic movie trailer announcer to explain it. Let's be clear, though, it's not a movie. With the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway, enter eligible tickets into weekly drawings for a chance to win $1,000 times the highest weekly temperature. A high temp of 110 could put $110,000 in your pocket. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Again, epic giveaway, not a movie.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hello, this is John Heine, Community Outreach Manager for the City of Prescott. I am not Sherry Heine, but thanks for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Our first guest today is Chelsea Walton, Development Services Coordinator for the City of Prescott. Welcome, Chelsea.
Thank you for having me, John.
Thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely.
So, I want to talk a little bit about your role with the City of Prescott. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So the development services coordinator or facilitator role reports directly to the city manager. So when a larger project typically comes into development services, whether it be for permitting for building or permitting through the planning department for larger subdivisions or projects, I can help with moving fluidly between departments that may be on a review for that particular project. So we have a lot of cross coordination that needs to occur between public works, planning, building, and I kind of help fit all those pieces together. I also look at processes that impact development within the city. And right now we have a lot in the hopper with updating processes and getting ready for some new initiatives that are coming up.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to talk about those in a minute. So what's a typical day like for you?
A typical day looks like phone calls and emails and meeting folks at the counter, which I love. I get to speak with a lot of people in the community, which I love. We also have great staff at the city. So on any given day, I might be helping a permit through the process, whether it got hung up on needing information from the applicant. I'll proactively give them a call and say, hey, if you provide this, it'll really help us out to move this forward. Or if I need to get everybody to sit down in a meeting to have a discussion about the project, I can coordinate that as well. Also working with leadership, as I mentioned, doing process review. So I do have a lot of meetings that I attend, whether it's internal or external, but it's all part of the job and all in a day's work.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of recent initiatives that are taking place. I know that there's some software improvements and process improvements. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Oh, yeah. We're really excited. We are looking at a software that will take us online for our citizens. There's a portal called Citizen Engagement. It's through a software company called Central Square, and we're in the throes of integration right now. We're currently populating all of our processes on the back end of the software, but we're hoping that at the go live, we'll be able to be online. So our citizens will be able to apply for, pay for, check statuses of, and receive permits without leaving the comfort of their living room.
That's great. So that's a big improvement and a big change.
You know, it is. And one of our efforts at the city is always to be more environmental friendly. And the amount of paper that's currently required for the processes, I mean, there's volumes because a permit might go through a couple of rounds of review with changes needing to occur on the plan. And so when that happens, you have to reprint a full set of plans, and it can take a lot of paper. So it's going to be great to do that all electronic. We have our staff excited about doing electronic plan review. So we're looking at small equipment upgrades to allow them to do that review over their computers. So it'll be great when changes need to occur to a plan. The architect or engineer will do simple tweaks in their CAD system, and it'll come into a new software that we're going to get as part of the software purchase called Bluebeam. So it allows the reviewers to comment on and make notes on the plans right there on their computer, and then the applicant will receive that back electronically.
So really the end result is improving the process for the employees, but really a convenience mm-hmm. for the customer, for the person who's applying for these permits.
Absolutely. They can check at their convenience online where their permit is and if there's been any notes or questions. So it's quite convenient.
Excellent. And we definitely want to make that process easier for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
So another process that I know that you've been working hard on improving is the pre-application conference, the PAC we call it internally.
Yes.
And how that works. Can you tell us about what that is and what we've been doing to improve it a little bit?
Sure. So right now, the pre-application conference, we call it by its acronym, PAC. It is a free process that is really geared toward commercial and multifamily projects, so larger projects that require more coordination from various departments in the city. Right now, we have those on a weekly basis. Applicants can get on that any given agenda by submitting their materials a week in advance. And basically, the reviewers do a very, 30,000-foot review of the project. So they only have, 5 working days to look at this project. And it's geared to the applicant getting information and having all the reviewers in one room being able to ask questions. So we currently schedule them in 30-minute increments and give the applicant a lot of time to ask questions and receive feedback on their project from the city reviewers, who will be actually reviewing the permit when it officially is submitted. Mm-hmm. The changes that we're looking at are relative to some downtown business. There are a lot of particular issues with building downtown, and this new process enables us to have an advanced on-site meeting with the applicants. So we're really looking forward to that. We've had a couple of dry runs with some projects, and it's gone really well. So we're looking forward to publishing that.
That's great. And actually, we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the potential changes to downtown zoning and kind of the importance of that. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, downtown with the Ron Drake process, mm-hmm. or meetings that occurred several months ago, staff is looking at what needs to change in local codes that would better accommodate some of the vision that was captured from that Ron Drake visit. So we're looking at zoning codes. We're looking at just general city codes in an effort to provide greater flexibility for downtown business owners to utilize space, as well as looking at current restrictions on parking and seeing what kind of flexibility can be worked into the code to accommodate more parking, especially for downtown residential living. So we're looking at it from various aspects of building code. We have several folks working on this right now, and it's going well so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for folks that didn't know about the Ron Drake visit, they identified quite a few things for Prescott, but mainly we have an amazing downtown, and we have some great establishments. We have an active courthouse plaza, but part of this whole idea is to activate and energize downtown a little bit more. And by allowing perhaps some residential, some people to be able to live downtown as well as work and play and all that. So that's sort of where the city is responding to some of those findings. And you're kind of leading the charge. You're setting a lot of committees.
I'm setting a lot of meetings. Absolutely. That's how we get work done.
I think there is sort of an internal, I think you're called the queen of meetings or something like
that. It's actually the meeting queen.
The meeting queen. Excuse me. Forgive me, Your Highness. Which is awesome, but you've done a great job coordinating that, and I think staff is really energized, and I think that our citizens, our business owners, people that are stakeholders really are going to see some very positive changes from some of the things that we're doing with what you're doing.
I agree. We've got a lot of good feedback from local business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we've got a break coming up, but maybe we'll come back and talk a little bit about the 2018 codes and that's another big initiative that you're working on. But what about downtown, a little bit more about downtown? So what are some things that are happening right now that you're working on?
So business owners downtown are looking to utilize right-of-way space, which is the sidewalk area, for outdoor seating in front of their establishments. And we're working with them, the clerk's office, Arizona Liquor License Board, to accommodate that. And you will see that downtown right now. We haven't solidified the process, but we're looking forward to rolling it out for everybody.
Yeah, and I know another cool initiative that I think most of us around the table here that are talking about the alley, Whiskey Row Alley.
It's
some really cool improvements that could activate that as a public space, as a cool public space. So we're pretty excited about that as well. So we have just a few seconds before the break, and I will go ahead to the break. You are listening to Talk of the Town, KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's Four Healthy Animals. 40 used to be middle-aged, a time when everything past that was supposed to be on the downhill slide. Well, Olson's just turned 40, and we're better than ever. We've survived the internet. We've survived the big boxes because we eat, sleep, and breathe local. Our mission is the health of your animals. That means dogs, cats, wild birds, squirrels, horses, pigs, chickens, rabbits, cattle, sheep, goats, and I could go on forever, even emus. We have 40 years of experience helping people understand the needs of their animals, and we love it when you ask questions. We have stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Each one is different and tuned into your local market. But healthy animals are what we all help you achieve. Stop by and wish us a happy 40th. And while you're here, take advantage of these sale prices from July 15th through July 20th. All Abuderm large bags and Candidate 30-pound All Life Stages formulas, $40 each. Remember, good enough just isn't, even at the ripe old age of 40.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hi, folks. John Heine, Community Outreach Manager for the city of Prescott. Welcome back. I'm just going to finish up our conversation with Chelsea Walton, talk about another interesting subject for some, the 2018 codes. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. We just recently, the city of Prescott adopted the 2018 ICC codes. The International Code Council does an update, I believe, every 3 years, and the city of Prescott has historically adopted every other change. So we were operating off of the 2012 codes and just recently moved over to the 2018 codes. It was an initiative of the Community Development Department. Director Bryn Stotler, as well as Chief Building Official Paul McCary, really did the lion's share of the work. I was mostly a bystander and there to help and hold the cookie tray. So, but the most notable aspect of this code update was the multi-jurisdictional cross-coordination. It was a shout-out to Sandy and the YCCA board for their efforts in bringing all of the local jurisdictions together to make this a smoother process on our building community. We had multiple road shows where each of the jurisdictions were had representatives present and able to answer questions and talk about how each community was going to adopt them. All of the chief building officials got together, talked the code over, looked at standardizing where possible the codes so that it made it easier for builders. You know, you don't have to think so much about, okay, I'm building in Prescott, I've got to change my plans to reflect X, Y, or Z. Oh no, I want to pull the same plan for Prescott Valley and have to change this, that, or the other thing. We do have unique codes based on our cities or towns, but there was a lot more standardization in some of the aspects that that resulted from this cross-coordination. So thank you to the YCCA and all of the city staff that were involved, because all of the code gets looked over and line-by-line review on that. So that basically sums up the adoption and then the notable.
So that is in place currently then? So
it is in place currently.
Plans, yeah.
The 2012 code will continue to be accepted at the permit counter, I believe, through August. Sometime we have that published on our website. But the 2018 code is available to use. If folks are designing to it right now, you can submit your plans under the 2018 code as well.
That's great. Well, Chelsea, thanks for all of the information you shared today. Thanks for your role with the city and keeping things moving forward in a positive direction.
Well,
we really appreciate
you.
It.
Well, thank you for
thanks
having
for being
me.
On today, too.
Yes, of course.
And I'm going to take a break and turn it over to Wendy Bridges, who's going to talk with Tyler Goodman.
Well, hello. I am Wendy Bridges. And before I introduce our next guest, I do want to let you know about a new city-sponsored initiative that we have undertaken. It is called Prescott's Best. And Prescott's Best is a business recognition program where the city will recognize businesses for their outstanding achievements, milestones, anniversaries, or just being awesome. So think about that business that you like to go to where they always treat you so great, you recommend to your friends, and then go on to PrescottBiz.com/recognition and nominate that business so that they could be recognized for their outstanding achievements, and self-nominations are welcome. So on to our next guest. Our next guest is Tyler Goodman, assistant to the city manager. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you, Wendy. It's good to be on.
Thanks for being here. Tyler, can you tell us a little bit about your role with the city of Prescott?
Sure. I'll try. I get this question a lot, and it's actually difficult to answer because it changes a lot and almost all the time, which is actually what I love. But it's really just what it says, assistant to the city manager. I assist the city manager with almost anything and everything that he needs, and that could be budget preparation, that could be research, special projects. It could be coordinating with the council and departments on certain issues. I also have the opportunity to interface a lot with the state legislature. I'm kind of the intergovernmental guy in the office, and especially when the state legislature is having their session every year, working with our lobbyist on those things, as well as the strategic plan. I've helped work on that with the council and the city manager, and the neighborhood services division, which is really code compliance and enforcement. So as you can see, there's a lot of different things, but yeah. I love doing it.
So that tells us what some of your core responsibilities are, but are there some special initiatives that you've undertaken in the past few years?
Definitely. The city of Prescott has a lot of really interesting and really fun things going on. Some of those that I've worked on personally would be the Citizens Academy, and we have completed 3 classes so far.
Wow.
And we are just about to start our 4th class in about 3 or 4 weeks now. And each class has had between 22 to 25 people in them. We do 8 classes covering all the different departments of the city. We get to meet with department heads, city council, and get to do a lot of interesting interaction with those departments and get to learn all about them. So that's coming up. I've also been working on recently the Granite Creek Corridor, which I know we'll talk more about in a little bit, as well as the Change for the Better program, which is our homelessness initiative. And one more thing, I know we're going to jump into those, but I've been able to help with the newly created Youth Advisory Board, and that is a board of the city council, and it's all for the youth, and it is youth high school age, and there's 7 on the board currently, and they look at issues from a youth perspective, and so the city council asks them to think about things, and they are actually planning a special event for youth, which I'm going to do a shameless plug for right now.
It's right ahead.
Saturday, July 27th. And if you are a youth or if you know a youth ages 13 to 18, please have them come. It is at the Prescott Vibes Event Center on Highway 89, 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. There'll be food, games, music, all things that teenagers love. It'll be a safe and clean environment. And we have more information on the city's Facebook page. We have an event for it. There is a $10 admission. But there is a free shuttle if you need shuttle from downtown. The Tour Prescott folks are helping to a free shuttle right next to the chamber on Goodwin Street. So please come and enjoy that event.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm glad you did that shameless plug. I want to just circle back. You mentioned Change for the Better. Can you give us an overview of what that program is and how it works?
Absolutely. This really started back in the beginning of 2018. The mayor and the city council approved the idea of moving forward with this program, which is really to help the homeless. And it's to do it in a way that they can come out of homelessness. It also gives people who feel the generosity that so many of us in Prescott feel and want to give, but we want to do it in the right way. So this is giving them an outlet to donate to the homeless indirectly, mm-hmm. mostly through through a grant program that the city has initiated. So all in all, and I'll talk about that grant program a little bit, so far, and you've probably noticed if you've been around downtown, we have seven of these meters, and they look like old-fashioned parking meters. Mm-hmm. We painted them and put a sign so people know what they are, and they accept coins, and some of them have cash boxes on them, so you can donate cash if that's what you have. But that money goes to a grant program that directly goes to the providers here in town. So far, and I'm excited to announce, we just passed $5,000 collected since about May 2018, and that's mostly coins. So that's people
a lot of pennies
reaching in their pockets, putting it in the meter, and going on with their day. And I'm also happy to announce that we have given $3,000 of that already to local nonprofits. And it's based on them applying. So it's a very simple application that can be done on our city website. If you're a nonprofit who is helping the homeless or panhandlers in town, you can apply for grant money to go especially towards housing and transportation needs. That's kind of what we focused on. And it has gone to other things, to feed the homeless, for example. Mm-hmm. But most of that has gone for housing or transportation. There's also a really neat aspect to this program, which is the Workers' Progress Agency. And that's done through the Coalition for Compassion and Justice. And through a donation from the city, as well as some budgeted monies and donations from the outside, this program has taken off to allow people who were previously panhandling in the city to have work, to work on city right-of-way, to clean up weeds and trash, the parks, and different city properties, as well as on private property. So they can be contracted for private work. If you have a business or a property that needs some yard maintenance, they do it at a very reasonable cost. They get paid minimum wage, mm-hmm. and CCJ is running that program. But it kind of got spurred along by the creation of this program from the city council.
It's a great outcome.
Yeah, it's pretty mm-hmm. neat. And so we're seeing some really cool anecdotes from that. People who've gotten on their feet, who have moved on to other jobs and been able to move up and out of the program. So it's been really neat.
That is so good to hear. I love stories with a happy ending, but it's still ongoing. If people want to donate, there, as Tyler said, there are the parking meter looking, they're not real parking meters, folks. Parking mm-hmm. meter looking, I'm going to call them banks. They're kind of banks. You just put money in it and somebody comes around and collects that.
We also have the online donation. If you want to pay with your debit card or credit card, you can go onto the city's website and donate that way as well.
That's great. That's great. You mentioned earlier the Granite Creek Corridor. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's going on with Granite Creek?
This is really exciting, and this is something we've actually been working on for more than a year now. It's hard to believe that. The idea really came about because of Christy Everson and a small group of citizens who thought, hey, let's improve the Granite Creek Corridor. And if people don't know what I'm talking about, it's really the Greenway Trail from Aubrey Street, downtown Prescott, up to Granite Creek Park. And in this corridor, there's obviously the trail, but that's where Granite Creek flows through the heart of downtown. And there's a lot of business access. There's private property all along it. It'll pass by Mile High Middle School, for example. And it's actually a really well-used corridor, but there's always been some negative perceptions of what's going on in that neck of the woods. And so we talked about how do we enhance this with security, with safety, maybe lighting, maybe some public art, different access points, handicap access. And we decided to go for a grant through the Arizona Water Protection Fund. And this grant was just shy of $80,000, and it was awarded to us at the beginning of this year. And as part of this grant, it's to create a master plan which will help us focus on the different areas and needs of the corridor. So we received the grant. We're in the middle of doing that process now, and we actually just wrapped up two public meetings, which were really successful and really good. We had one for businesses and landowners along the corridor, and then another for the general public. And we had a lot of people turn out, which was really neat to see their feedback and to put that input into the strategic plan. We also had a survey done. Mm-hmm. We had a SurveyMonkey link up for, 4 or 5 weeks, I think, and we had 653 respondents to that survey, which was way more than I expected. I wasn't really sure what to expect. But people, what they were sharing with us was, and most of them, I should say, were Prescott residents. Most of the, about 82%, I think it turned out to be Prescott residents. And they told us of their perceptions of the Granite Creek Corridor, and some of those were negative in the sense of, I don't feel safe when I'm in the Granite Creek Corridor on that trail. I'd like to see it cleaned up. I'd like to maybe see more lighting, maybe more access so I can get off as soon as I want. And we've taken all of that feedback, and we're going to incorporate it into the master plan to create the elements to enhance that corridor.
That's so great to have that citizen engagement and really have them see the effect of their comments and that it is being taken into consideration. This is your government in action, folks, right here. So
it is.
It's really a cool thing. Was there anything about the survey results that surprised you, or anything that came out of it you weren't expecting, other than 600 plus people responding?
Yeah, that was the big one. People. There were a lot of interesting comments. We actually had two open-ended questions of what do you like about the corridor, or what is your favorite aspect of it, and then what is your least favorite, kind of that spectrum. And there were a lot of good comments on that. A lot of them reflected on the things I mentioned, safety and whatnot. But some other things popped up that were really interesting. People wanted to see more access to businesses directly from the corridor, which right now there are a few, but not many to speak of. They also wanted to see creekside dining. About 68% of people said, I want to see creekside dining, which I would love. If we had some creekside dining, right, the sound of the creek and the greenery and the trail, and then be able to get some good food over there, that would be really neat. Other people said if it was revitalized, how would they use it? Well, 87% said they'd use it for recreation. And then about 30% said transportation. So people would actually use it to get to and from work or school or special events. It's a really neat way to bypass downtown traffic if it's a busy weekend. Not many people from out of town especially know about this little corridor and trail. You could pop down there, go a few blocks, pop back up, and go where you're going. What's also neat is this is tying in really well with the Hilton Garden Inn development project. And it's really... And it was sheer luck that all of this came together at the same time, the hotel improvements and the park improvements and the soon-to-be, hopefully, the trail improvements as well. It's really going to be a beautiful area that can feel safe, attractive, and it will allow people to maneuver through downtown a lot easier, but also enjoy green space in the middle of a city. You can get down there, enjoy the greenery, see some water, and even some wildlife. So it'll be really neat.
It's been really interesting for me. I've been at the city for many years, and there are very few projects that really seem to cover all the bases that our residents ask us for. You know, they want more more recreational amenities, improved trails, and this project really crosses off a lot of those things on their wish list. So it's very good. What are the next steps for this Granite Creek program?
Once we finish the master plan, which hopefully is done in the next few months, we'll have another public meeting that is yet to be determined. That'll be in September. That's what we're planning. Once we have the master plan, we'll start looking at budget. Where do we draw the money from to do some of these improvements, whether it's the capital budget of the city, whether it's grants, which there are grant opportunities that we'll be pursuing, or maybe even the community development block grants, if there's appropriate money there. We're going to be looking at that, and council will have to make some decisions and prioritize, and hopefully we can get some neat things done.
I'm very excited. So if people want to get involved, they should pay attention for a meeting coming up in September, mm-hmm. and they can learn more about that. And the city will publish that, I imagine, in the newspaper and probably on this very radio show.
That's right. It'll be out there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your updates, Tyler. There certainly are a lot of great things happening in Prescott right now. Okay, let's take a break. And when we return, John and I will talk with Dr. Robin Sabata about the Prescott Regional Airport. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you, what's going on in our healthcare community. YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
We're KQNA.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. One man is dead after an armed robbery attempt at a Phoenix convenience store. Sergeant Vince Lewis says the robbery victim, a 19-year-old man, was sitting in his vehicle at a gas pump around 1:30 this morning.
There was a woman that came up on the other side, the suspect approaching from the opposite angle, armed with a knife. The shooter then went inside the convenience store to report to police what had taken place. It is an ongoing homicide investigation at this time.
The suspect with the knife demanded the man's vehicle. Fire crews are battling the cellar fire burning 16 miles south of Prescott. Fire Information Officer Debbie Manili says what began earlier this week as a 5-acre fire sparked by lightning has now grown to 7,000 acres.
Yesterday's weather conditions materialized sooner than we had expected and with an intensity that we didn't plan for.
Manili says while no one's being evacuated yet, the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office has issued a code red as a precaution for Pine Flat residents. That means they should start packing and have vital possessions in their vehicles to leave at a moment's notice if necessary. Sunny and breezy, cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 63, with daily highs near 91 tomorrow through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, breezy today, an overnight low, a mostly clear 68, then sunny daily highs around 104 Thursday through Saturday. Your KQNA News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQNA.
want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
KQNA will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQNA talk programs. Just log on at KQNA.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your guest host, John Heine. I'm with Wendy Bridges and Dr. Robin Sabata, director of the Prescott Regional Airport. For our final segment, we're going to talk about our awesome airport and some updates and news that you may not know. Before we get into it, and this actually ties in with the airport, folks have, I'm sure, heard by now about the Cellar Fire, which is burning about 20 miles south of Prescott. There's been large smoke plumes in the air and a lot of activity at the airport. For folks that want some more information, there's a couple of good resources I want to let them know about. Yavapai County Emergency Management has a great Facebook page which updates on a regular basis. They're going to tell you about if there's evacuations or pre-evacuations and some things that you need to know about. Also, this fire is being managed by the Prescott National Forest. So you can Google them, get their website or their Facebook page to get some updates. But Dr. Sabata, welcome.
Thank you.
And I know the airport's an active part of fighting this fire.
Absolutely. We have the tanker base at Prescott Regional Airport, and it's really been active lately. Now, the fire season normally goes until the end of July and sometimes extends a little bit further. So we do get calls from the community on, you know, what are these new aircraft flying over my homes? Know that they are saving life and saving property, and you may see them in a variety of sizes, from single engines to larger turbine-powered aircraft, jets that may be out there in areas you haven't seen them. You might even see a few helicopters. So it's important to note that if you look up and you see red and white painting or orange and white painting on the aircraft, that's pretty much an idea that that's a Forest Service airplane. It's not the flight training operations they would normally see.
Great. That's good information. And I know it's been busy. I was out at the fire center today for an update, and those planes are busy, and there's one of the aircraft looks like a small passenger aircraft. I mean, it's pretty good size aircraft.
Yes, we actually have quite a few, and you know, they could get a little bit larger, but they, you know, obviously we have limits on the size that can operate out of our airport because of the shorter runway and also the runway strength.
Sure. Well, the important thing is that they are fighting this fire, and we want to wish all of our firefighters out there to be safe. And let's get this fire under control as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the airport. What's going on at the airport, Dr. Spada?
Oh, my goodness. Since August of last year, we've served 44,000 total passengers on our flights. Who would have thought? Oh, my gosh. It's just been amazing. So it's been really busy. The parking lot frequently, you know, it's getting full. So we always remind folks, if you're going to come out to the airport, we do have a 10-day limit. If you're staying longer than that, call us at 777-1114. And we can work out whether or not we can accommodate a longer stay.
That's great. So it's all about the commercial flights to Los Angeles and Denver.
Absolutely.
Tell us about those a little bit.
Well, they're super popular. And, you know, we've got right now we've got the flights going daily to Denver and L.A. We're expecting some increase in the future. Nothing I can announce now, but we should be able later in this year to announce an additional flight to one of those two existing destinations. Of course, folks would like to see more destinations. One of the challenges we do face is obviously the runway length.
Absolutely. Wendy?
Yeah. Dr. Sabata, I have a question. How do you think our carrier, SkyWest by United, is performing overall?
Well, this month has been a rough month, this last 30-day period. There's been a lot of thunderstorm activity in the Denver area and to the airports that feed into Denver. So Denver, as a whole, has actually seen some delays throughout the nation and flights originating from there. So the performance has been on-time performance has been about 70%, so we have had some delays. The carriers worked really hard to connect our folks up with their flights, and so we've tried to minimize impact, but honestly, we're not the only community that's experiencing this. When I visited SkyWest late last month, they showed me a performance chart from January through June, because I expressed an interest in that. And there are actually triple the number of delays out of Denver in June than in January. So a lot of people sort of understand it when it's snow, but when they hear thunderstorms, right, they don't think. But, yeah, that weather can influence your flight, too.
Sure. Well, I think that makes sense. And, of course, our first concern is always for people's safety. Which route do you think is busier so far, L.A. or Denver?
Well, I tell you what, Denver has been so popular. There have been many months that we've actually exceeded 90% load factors.
Oh,
right,
gosh.
Now for July, halfway through the month, for the month of July, we're showing an 88% load factor, which means 88% of the seats on all the flights for the month are pretty full.
So that means people need to go online and get those tickets. If you're thinking about it, don't wait.
That's true. In fact, approximately one half of all the Denver tickets for the month of August are already sold.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we really
need those extra flights. People are calling and really wanting that, and that's the direction we're working toward, and the carrier is really in concert with us on that.
You know, I know so many people plan trips during the summer, and we're kind of on the tail end of that. But do you have any advice for people who are planning on flying this summer or in the coming holiday season?
Well, absolutely. We always recommend that folks book at least 3 weeks out. And we've had some people say, well, the fares appear to be going up. Remember, if these flights are going full, if you buy at the last minute or even not as far in advance as the 3 weeks, what you'll find is the rates may be a little higher. So for the best fares, do that. And also, the carrier informed me that they are reducing the cost of flights if you buy a round trip and you stay over a Saturday night.
Mm.
So for the leisure traveler can stay over that Saturday night, you might score a lower fare. So take a look at that.
Yeah.
They do update their fares every week on Saturday. So if you don't like the fare on Friday, check back. Who knows? By Sunday, it may be different. So we do recommend folks take a look at that.
That's really good. Those right there, that can save people some time and money, and who doesn't like to save those things?
Absolutely. And, you know, some folks are saying, well, they have experienced these delays, but I did want to point out that even Phoenix experiences these delays. So if you think Phoenix is maybe an option, realize that they did cancel a flight last month that was in Phoenix and sent the folks up the hill to Prescott.
Yay.
And they actually flew out of Prescott. So even though we had a little delay, they canceled the flight altogether out of Phoenix. So Phoenix isn't always your option.
Well, we're happy to have them come to Prescott, however it is that they come to us. We're happy to welcome them here for sure. Were there any other tips that you wanted to add on?
Well, actually, I did want to add on a little bit more when you asked me about the reliability. You know, sometimes you see percentages of, say, 70%, and you say, that doesn't sound so good. But the network-wide on-time rate for United Airlines is about 78%. So we're not really too far from that. And frankly, the best carriers are in the low to mid-80s, meaning the best performance for that particular period. So we're not that far off from it. The amazing part of SkyWest Airlines is they are operating the United Express route here in Prescott, is that they are operating at a 98.2% completion rate, which means they do everything they can not to cancel flights. And we're really thankful for that, because some carriers, instead of getting an on-time average drop, just cancel the flight, but we'd rather have them deliver that flight even if it's a little bit late.
That's great. Did we talk about there's some additional flights for the holidays that
Yes.
they're adding on, right?
Oh, that's super exciting. Another way that our carrier has really been a great partner. They've added extra flights. Now, actually, instead of two flights a day, one to each Denver and L.A., we're going to have four flights a day. That's two to Denver, two to L.A. That'll be on Tuesday, November 26th, Wednesday, November 27th, and the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is a busy day, that's December 2nd. And in addition, they are now currently populating the Christmas time fair flight schedule. So be looking for additional flights. They said they're going to add some additional because Prescott's so popular. They said we are one of the best launches ever in the history of United Airlines Essential Air Service in a community. So honestly, they're doing the best they can to increase and meet that demand.
So I guess we have to thank our listeners and really the citizens of the whole Quad Cities area for their support of this air service.
We really do. We really do. And I've had some folks express a concern about some of those delays, but I think the thing we can work toward, number one, first and foremost, we got to get going on that runway extension. You know, we're going to break ground on our terminal on September 26th, so we're super excited about that. And it's probably going to be the full the day it opens. But we also need the extra runway length. Know that adding that extra runway length isn't going to increase the number of operations. It's going to allow the aircraft, when it's hot, at a very high elevation airport, we're hot and high, that's how they refer to us, to take off with all the seats available to passengers. Right now, those LA flights, every day, it's leaving at 8:05 at night, and the carrier did that to help our community. And they did that because they wanted to offer the most number of flights. But those are still load restricted between 5 and 8 seats, which means they can't sell those 5 and 8 seats because our runway isn't long enough.
Because the temperatures are too high.
Yeah, and it affects aircraft performance, not in an unsafe way, but it affects the ability of the aircraft to take off and the length of runway we have. So another 2,300 to 3,300 feet, it doesn't sound like that much, but it makes all the difference in being able to take off in the summer fully loaded so we can have all those passengers who want to fly on our airline be able to go out.
I was just going to say it would be really awful if you plan a great vacation and you're having a nice, warm, beautiful day in Prescott, and because of that, you don't get to go on your vacation.
Absolutely. And that's why the carrier voluntarily did a load restriction is to try to limit the impact on folks. But the idea is we really want that carrier to be able to take off with all those seats available. And they've been such a great partner. That's what they want to accomplish as well. I think that'll also affect the ability to get additional destinations. So we need to work toward that goal.
What are we doing towards that goal? Just kind of quickly, like what would be next steps on the runway lengthening process?
It's usually about a 4-year process, and it will take a runway planning study. It's called a focused runway planning study, and we expect to start that very soon.
Great. So we've got a new terminal.
Yes.
Breaking ground for that in September.
Yes.
Figure out about a year for build out.
So the break ground is September 26th. Yeah. We expect to have our grand opening in October of 2020.
All right. We're putting that, Wendy's marking that down on her calendar.
You bet.
Right,
everybody,
now.
We got to let everybody know because it's going to be an exciting day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also another major project, people may not hear about it as much, is the relocation of the major parallel taxiway to our runway. Our commercial service runway has to have a certain amount of separation. And for the best, the optimal safety standards, so we need to move it 75 feet. That's about a $14 million year-long project. We're in design on that right now. It's funded by the FAA out of the Airport and Airway Trust Fund. It's a user fee-based, not tax dollars. And that's actually one of those really cool projects that will help make the air carrier operation even more efficient. Now, that will probably occur in October of 2020, about the same time we open the terminal. And it'll be a year-long project.
So we'll get the terminal open, then we're going to start moving the taxiway.
That's it.
And then hopefully we'll be well on the way towards expanding that runway.
Absolutely. That'd be great. And just so folks know, extending the runway will not result in more general aviation operations. So don't equate that to flight training. Right now, the runway lengths are completely adequate for all flight training for now and the future. But it's important to note that we are the 44th busiest airport in the nation. In fact, we're right below Oakland International Airport in our total number of aircraft operations, roughly 235,000 operations. So it's not a sleepy little airport. It's a really, really heavily utilized airport.
Yeah, you can't take a look at that airport from anywhere and not see a plane flying around it. So, Robin, any final thoughts or messages you want to share with our listeners as we start to wrap up the show?
Well, you know, I've had so many great conversations with folks that say this is their first or second or third time. We've actually had some people using the airport 19 times to go to destinations. We want to thank everybody for flying Prescott because the more we fly, the more options we'll get in the future. The airline is absolutely committed and has indicated it's going to rebid us for Essential Air Service next year.
That is awesome.
Great news.
All good news coming from the airport. We appreciate you being on today. I believe that's all we have for our show today. We want to thank our guests and, of course, my host, my co-host, Wendy Bridges.
Thank
I'm John
you.
Heine with the city. We had fun talking to our workmates mm-hmm. and learning a lot about some great activities that are going on in the city of Prescott. Thanks for listening. This is Talk of the Town on KQNA.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Lieutenant Corey Kassoon from the Prescott Police Department. Prescott Police Department would like to remind you that parking in the downtown area is at a premium, especially during the summer event season. If you drive a longer-sized vehicle, please make sure that it fits inside the designated parking spaces. Vehicles parked in a manner deemed to be a safety hazard may be towed at the owner's expense. The Granite Street Parking Garage is another parking option with no time restrictions. The lot behind Bashford Courts may also be a viable parking option. Both lots are free with the exception of certain downtown public events. Thank you for your cooperation.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott. You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.